Dobrý deň, som Michal z Bratislavy, zo Slovenska a som fanúšikom austrálskych The Angels.
Hello, I am Amstel Atomic from Paris, France. I'm a big fan of The Angels since the beginning. In November 1980, I was at their gig in Paris. Now, if you want some news of The Angels, please take a look at Melting Pot, where Annie takes you away to Marseille.
Hi, this is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And Buzz, if you're hearing this, I'm probably the biggest Angels fan in the whole United States. So thanks for coming on Annie and the Melting Pot. I can't wait to listen to the interview.
Hello, this is Shane from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Buzz from the original Angels. With Annie from Marseille on Melting Pod, the best radio show in France.
Hi, this is Buzz Bidstrup. Sorry you couldn't get through to me, but I'm either on another call or away from the phone. Please leave a message and the time you called, and I'll be back to you as soon as I can. Okay, bye.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello?
Yes, Sunny.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Good to hear from you.
Yes, but where are you? I can call you on a regular phone.
Okay.
Yes.
You want another phone? Okay. I'll just have to find the number. Hello?
Hello, Buzz?
Yeah. I've got the phone number for you, but I'm just in the reception desk at the moment. The phone number of the place...
Yes.
...is 03...
3? 4?
No. No, 95.
Ah, 5, okay. 9534-0781.
That's it. And my room number...
Yes.
...number... is 3.
Yes.
1.
1.
4.
4. Yes, I come in your room now.
Okay.
I try. Bye. Bye.
Nothing to lose. Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the Planet Marseille. Today, September 7, Melting Pod is 6 months old. I began my blog March 1st, 2005, and a week later I put online my first podcast. It was more a test than a show, and after announcing I will play band from Marseille or who live in Marseille, I wanted absolutely to play a song I love on the second show, a song which called Marseille from a very famous band, a legend in Australia, The Angels. I didn't know that band and they never came to Marseille, but I decided to email that band to ask the agreement to play the song Marseille. And after a few hours, I got an answer from their manager, Darrell, who answered to me, "No problem for you, Annie. You can play that song, and if you want, I can send you the new version 2005 of Marseille." I was so happy that I emailed back, "Hey, you are so welcome whenever you want in Marseille." And a few hours later, I got another email from Buzz Bistrup, the Angels drummer. He wrote to me, "Hi, Annie. I will be in London end of March and I would love to visit you to say hi." I was very surprised, but I answered to Buzz, "Voulez-vous faire promenade avec moi ce soir, hein?" No, it was not the real answer. I wanted to do a live interview with Buzz in March, but it was not possible at the end. And Buzz planned to do an interview with me in the summer, but it was not possible too. And end of August, we decided to do a phone interview during the time where the Angels were in tour in Australia. I called Buzz in his hotel room and we spoke 1 hour long. It was a great pleasure and a lot of emotion for me. But at the moment to say goodbye and thank you, my computer crashed and I lost my whole recording. It was an horror. And Buzz decided very quickly to do the interview a second time with me. It was very nice, Buzz. Until I get the new live album of The Angels, I propose to you to listen to the old version of The Angels recorded with their talented singer Doc Nissen, who unfortunately stopped his career a while after a terrible car accident. But every fan of The Angels are waiting for the return of Doc among The Angels. Who knows? Never say never. Tu es ma chérie, je t'attends. hope you will love Marseille like me with this fantastic solo and duo guitar of the brother John and Rick Brewster. Bess Bistrup on the drum, Chris Bailey on the bass, and Doug Neeson, the singer. Doug Neeson found enough energy again to build a new band, Red Phoenix, and I wish him the success he deserves. John, the guitarist, sings the song in the Angels band now with talent too. But next year, 2006, the band will be 30 years old, with the same members in the origin. And with Doug Neeson return, they will be complete. It would be a nice adventure. And a good idea to do a birthday party in Marseille, no? But now, the interview with Buzz.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz. How are
you? Annie. How are you?
Good. Better than the last minute of our meeting yesterday.
Good. I'm at the same phone number. Just give me about 3 or 5 minutes and I'll be back in my room.
Yes, but you are in the same room?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I come.
All right.
5 minutes. Bye. Ciao.
Yep, bye.
Afternoon, the Cosmopolitan. Jeff speaking.
Like, good morning. I want to speak with Buzz Bistrup in the room 314, please.
One moment, I'll put you through.
Good afternoon, Cosmopolitan Hotel. Shauna speaking.
Now, good morning. I want to speak with Buzz Bistrup in the room 314, please.
Yes, I'll transfer you through now.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, how are you?
It was so complicated.
Okay. It's not as easy as you think, is it?
Yes.
Sometimes.
How are you today?
Not too bad, thank you. Have you got over your problems yesterday?
Yes. Yes, it was very hard. I want only to say you goodbye and thank you, and my computer crashed. I think I was totally down half an hour without energy. It was hard to accept that.
You're better now, though.
I'm happy to meet you again.
Yes.
We get
to talk again.
Yes, it's a positive aspect of this problem.
That's it. We'll make it positive.
Yes. But I propose to you to save my file every 10 minutes. I just cut 1 second, I save the file, and we have more chance, more luck like that. Yep. Okay.
Okay.
I can begin with the new concert. How was the concert yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was very good. It was in a little place called Geelong.
Yes.
Which is just near Melbourne.
Yes,
and it was really good fun.
Yes,
lots of happy people.
But it was better than Melbourne, no?
Yes, it was.
Yes,
it was, and we've got a show tonight that I think which is sold out. It's probably around about 700 people.
Yes,
so that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you told me Melbourne was nice because it was a lot of friends on stage with you.
Yes, we did. We had lots of friends on stage with us in Melbourne. We had saxophone and violin and another guitar fun.
Yes, and you told me it was with the song Gonna to See Your Face Again. Can you make...
Yes, it was. It was.
Can you explain...
And I'm seeing your face again.
But can you explain the story with the audience about this song, but for my French listener and the listener of Melting Pot, it's a new story. Can you explain that?
With the...
The first time it's happened, that the audience sing with the Angels this song.
Well, they sing something back to us.
Yes.
Yes, they say something quite rude.
Yes. Explain.
Am I allowed to say it?
You can tell me the story?
I can. Well, I think it was something that somebody did as a joke one night.
Yes.
When they sang, "Am I ever going to see your face again?" and somebody sang back, "No way, get fucked, fuck off," which is a fairly strong way of saying get out of here.
Yes.
And it's just kind of grown now to where audiences all around Australia know that little saying, and when we sing that song, they all say that back to us.
Yes, it's like.
But we don't take it as an insult.
It's like a ritual.
Yeah, we take it as a compliment.
Yes, because I want to play that song on my melting pot with the interview, and do not forget, like yesterday, do you give me the agreement to play some song of the Angels on melting pot? It's
not. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And I've also spoken to Daryl today to make sure he sends you a copy of the new record, which will also have a new version of that song on it. So he should be sending that off to you straight away.
I have it. Until I got not this album, I want to play Marseille live with the old version because I am crazy of this live version. I am very curious to hear this new live album.
Yes.
Are you satisfied? It's a good one.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was something that we didn't actually know it was being recorded.
Yes.
We just did the show, and our friend who was the engineer at the show, at the gig, he recorded it without us knowing. So I think it's because we didn't know it was being recorded, the show is probably a lot more spontaneous and I guess, you know, a lot more free than we would have been had we known it was being recorded. Because sometimes if you know it's being recorded, you don't take as many risks or whatever, you know. You tend to be a little bit more studied with how you play. But this we were in full flight, and it's a fantastic record.
Oh, I can wait for that now.
Yes. Oh, you have to, Annie.
You know, I am not passionate, and I must always wait with you. But I am waiting 5 months for this interview, and I am waiting you the whole summer. You promised.
I know. I've just got to tell everyone I'm so sorry I couldn't get back there this summer. As I said to you yesterday, a couple of the people that I work with just really needed to have me here over summer, so I had to change what I was doing. So I'm sorry, but I'll get there. We'll get there. The band will get there next year, I reckon.
Yes, but next year is a long time.
Oh, it's not that far away. It's only another 4 months and we've finished this year. That's only 16 weeks.
Yeah, no, 5 months.
Oh, 5 months, yeah, who's counting?
No, you must come in France to prepare the show in Marseille.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Personally. Yesterday you told me you have a possibility to release an album in Paris?
Yes, we've been talking to a company that's called Bad Reputation, and they used to be called Axe Killer.
Yes.
And they released some Angels material many years ago now. And they want to put out our live album in France. So you'll be the first person to get it in France, and then you can tell everyone about it and they can all buy it from Axe Killer.
Yeah.
Or Bad Reputation, they're called now. Yeah.
But when you say I will be the first person to get it, I remember you already say that in June.
I know, and I think something's gone a bit amiss with the post, because I sent the CD plus High Stakes. I sent that to you as well. I must say I didn't personally. I asked somebody else to do it, so maybe it hasn't been done.
That is a
mistake. That was the first time I heard yesterday, though. You didn't, you know, I didn't know that you hadn't got it, so I'll have to deal with that.
Yes. And you got my T-shirt? I saw.
I did, and did you get, you got the photo with us wearing it?
Yes, it's on my website now. You are four angels with this T-shirt on my website.
Oh, nice.
You didn't check my website since a long time.
I checked it a while ago.
Yes.
I didn't see that, though.
No.
Oh, maybe I did. Oh, maybe I did. I don't know. I've been pretty busy in the last 4 months, so I sort of haven't come up for air for a while.
Yes. No, this is a nice photo, nice ID of the other angels. It was very funny.
Okay.
I cut 1 second to save my file one time.
Yes.
Okay.
You save it.
Second file. Already 10 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
But speaking about song, Your Face Again, I want to speak with you about No Secret, because I read you wrote the song with Doc Neeson.
And yes.
Can you tell this song?
tell you about the song?
Yes.
Who was this actress,
Amanda?
Well, she lived in the apartment below me.
Yes.
And she was in an Australian soap opera called Home and Away, which I don't know if that got shown over there. It probably didn't. But and I used to see her. I used to see her when we were hanging out the washing, and I'd talk to her, and she was Amanda the actress, and when we were looking for a name for the song, that just came out, and Amanda the actress was waiting at the station.
But why suddenly you want to write a song when you never wrote a song before? What was the idea to write this song with Doc?
Oh, well, I had the music. I had the music before we had the lyrics.
Yes.
So I'd been mucking around. I think I told you yesterday. I'd been mucking around playing Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles,
mm-hmm.
just on the guitar, and those first two chords, E minor and the C. I'd just been playing that and singing a bit, and then I just kind of went from there, and I ended up with this melody, which I played to Doc, and he had the lyrics for a song that he'd started, but it didn't have a melody for it. So that's how we put the two together.
Yes, and do you see Doc Neeson?
I haven't seen him for about 3 months.
Yes,
but I did see him, you know, about 3 months ago, and I see his son, actually, quite a bit.
Yes.
But I haven't seen Doc for a while.
And the real question of all fans is, do you think that Doc can sing again with the angels?
Oh, I'd love that to happen, and I just live in hope that it will happen. It's something that I'd like to try and make happen, so I'll keep working on it.
Can you pick him up for Marseille next year?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I would love to see Doc Neeson with you in Marseille, sing in Marseille.
Oh, that'd be great.
You can propose him.
And maybe I'll see.
Only for that he come again in the Angels.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you do that? You will
I'll
do
try.
That? Yes?
I will try.
And
well, you know.
Yes?
Yeah, you go on.
And about Marseille, how can we imagine to organize a concert here? Because it's time to sing this song here in Marseille.
Yeah, I know. Well, what we have to do is get onto the record company in Paris, and I'll send you his details, and then we'll see if we can find some way to get us over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe with the government or something, maybe with you know, a cultural music exchange or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the angels are ready to come? They have the same desire to come?
Yeah, well, you know, if we've got the record released there, then, you know, it would be worth us going. You know, it would be, you know, a business trip.
Yes.
That would be good.
But there is...
And I get to meet you.
Yes. At least. Mm-hmm. But there is no European tour organized already?
No, not as yet.
Not yet?
No. We've got a company in Sweden that's interested in releasing our record, and I think there's one in Germany as well, so we'll see what happens with that, and if we can put all of those places together, then we could go over there for a tour. That'd be good.
Yeah, after your first email, for me it was a surprise to know that there are people in Australia who sing to Marseille, but what was your idea about Marseille? You never see the city. You can imagine the city.
Yeah, well, I've seen a couple of films that were set in Marseille.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a bit of an idea of what it's like.
Yes.
Seen some photos and things. It's a working port city, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like on the water and it's a port. I'd like to get there. We just didn't get a chance to get there when we were touring in France. We played in Paris and in Lyon and Nice. But we didn't get to Marseille.
It's a scandal. No, but I thought it would be a good idea to find a place near the harbour to play, because now they built a place for show,
yeah,
for theatre, for circus, and sometime concert. And I saw directly at this place to play, but I want to save my file a second time, okay?
Okay.
She's drifting with nothing to do. With daylight on steps, she's quick to accept the weather and time's turning screw. She lives in a tower armed with defenses she learned from her mother and friends. She walks like a fellow, dresses in day glow. When she's in pain, she pretends. But late in the night, when the lights are all out, she slips off her stockings and shoes. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps for you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets from you. Face in the morning, wearing a shadow, she throws her dice and I ching. Success in Japan, a rescuing man knows she won't change anything. Cause late in the night when the lights are all out, she slips off her stockings and shoes. She makes you her lover and lets you discover the smile she keeps for you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets from you. She keeps no secrets. We'll be right back.
Was No Secret, the song co-write by Doc Nissen and Buzz Bistrup. Now we continue the interview with Buzz.
And my computer began to warm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have an Australian listener who told me yesterday, I am surely a fan of the angel inside my computer. After a moment, he is so excited that my computer warm. We must calm down my fan inside my computer. I thought to ask the protection of all the angels and saints of from Australia. Did you ever met Chris Bailey of the Saints in Melbourne yesterday?
Yes, I'm actually going to see him on Monday.
Monday?
Yep. On Monday, there's a friend of mine is involved in a TV show, and he's invited me to come into the studio on Monday, and Chris Bailey's going to be in there, so I'll see him then.
I mean, next Monday.
Did you meet him?
Yes, when you want to listen to my interview, this is July 12th on my website, with the Saints.
July, is that the Chris Bailey interview?
Interview with a live song, because he gave me the agreement to record live, and some songs are very good, I find. You can say hello to Chris and Pete if you see them Monday.
Okay, I will.
I want to speak with you about your work as manager now. Okay.
Okay.
Can you speak a little about your nephew's band, High Stakes?
High Stakes. I've been, unfortunately, one of my nephews, who was the drummer of that band, has decided that he wants to go and work in Africa as a nurse, which is a very nice thing to do, but it's kind of mucked up the band because he's left. So they're looking for a drummer at the moment.
Yes.
But I'm still working on their record.
Yes.
You've heard some of their stuff, haven't you?
I would like to play them because I already listened to their music on your website.
Yes.
Buzz Management.
Well, I'll have some more music of theirs finished soon. High Stakes are looking for a drummer at the moment.
Yes. You are not the drummer. Sorry? You cannot...
I'm a bit old. They're all about half my age.
Yes.
They're all youngsters.
And what about Jimmy Little?
Yes, well Jimmy is a very interesting person. He's been an entertainer for nearly 50 years. And he's 68 now.
Yes.
And he's an Aboriginal gentleman.
Yes.
Part of a very, very old culture.
Yes, and how did you meet him?
I met him through a person at a record company that was releasing a new record of his back in 1999. And I was just asked to help get some live shows together and just kind of look after the release of the record. But, it grew into a management job, really, and it's just been a wonderful experience for me. Really enjoyed it.
Yes, for me, the Aboriginal culture is very curious from France.
Oh, it's
I have a
fantastic.
Yes, I have a lot of desire to travel to Australia to meet them.
Well, you know, you if you come to Australia, you make sure you let me know.
Yes. You meet them.
I can direct you into some really, really interesting places.
And how does it happen with the Australian culture? Are there conflict or is okay with the Aboriginal?
Well, it's better than it was.
Yes.
But the history of the Aborigines in Australia is not the history with the white people. And the Aborigines is not very good. When the English came to settle in Australia, a lot of Aborigines were killed, were murdered, and now there's a lot of diseases like diabetes and kidney disease that are really decimating the Aboriginal population. So. Part of what I'm working with is a group of people that are trying to raise money to help really needy Aborigines all around Australia. We've just started working on a new foundation to help help those people.
Yes. I will try. You must invite me to do a podcast in Australia about the rock.
Hey?
Yes, and about the Aborigines. You must talk with your manager.
Yes. Well, I think you should come to Australia to have a bit of a look.
Yes. And I want to give you an idea. I don't know if it's possible, but I thought before you will come to France, do you think it's possible I call you once a month, 10 minutes, to have news about the angels and to give this news of my melting pot, and like that the fans of the angels in France can keep in touch until you come next year?
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible?
Yes.
News from
I think
Buzz.
So. Yeah.
Yes?
Okay.
To have regular news from the angels, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to do that. Yeah, I'll do that.
And now you can do an ID for my melting pot?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep. You ready?
Yes.
Hi, this is Buzz Bidstra from the Angels, and I'm calling from Australia. You're listening to The Melting Pod with Annie.
From Marseille.
Do you want another one?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, this is Buzz Bidstrup from the Angels, and I'm calling from Australia. You're listening to The Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille. Take it away.
Way. Oh, I saved the file before to end the interview. I was so trauma yesterday.
Did you save?
Yeah. All files are saved.
Oh, that's good.
I want to thank you for that, because it was very nice to accept the second interview. And today,
oh, that's okay. It's my pleasure, Annie. It's taken so long to get it together. I really wanted to do it for you.
Yes. And if you have a little possibility to come to France, you take it, okay?
Yes, we certainly will, and we'll keep in touch.
Yes, and you spring in a plane and you come here.
Yeah.
I wish you a lot of success for your tour. Where are you playing tonight?
We're playing at a place called Dorset Gardens.
Yes.
And it's just in Melbourne, yeah, it's a suburb of Melbourne.
Yeah, you can give the date of the other concert for my listener from Australia.
Oh, okay. Well, that's tonight, that's Friday night. Tomorrow night, Saturday, we're at a place called Sail, which is about 3 hours east of Melbourne. And then then we go back home for a while. We don't do any more shows until the end of the month. We're in Sydney.
I think the people can read your website, angelbands.net.
Yes, all the dates will be on that.
With nice pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you a lot, Buzz, and I hope to hear you soon.
Okay, Annie, take care.
And say hello to the other members of the Angels.
I will. Yeah, I was actually trying to get Chris to come over here to my room to talk to you, but we'll have to arrange another one with him.
With Chris, your...
Chris Bailey, the other Chris Bailey.
The Chris Bailey of the Angels.
Yes.
I want to have an idea of him because it was so incredible that there are two Chris Bailey musicians in Australia. I want an idea from him.
That's right, and one's in the Angels and one's in the Saints.
Yes, it's funny. Last question, why this name, the Angels, the Saints, what happened in Australia? Because you are called the Angels, or the Saints, for us from France, little weird with religion. With God.
Oh, from the religion?
Yes, for God, for the sky.
Oh, okay. No, we're not like that.
No, there is no relation.
No relation, no.
No, okay. You are between the hell and the paradise.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right.
Yes.
That's okay, and we'll keep in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Recognize yourself here. Santa Fe, where and when I paint the walls, described you clearly, but the sky began to fall. Am I ever gonna see her face again? Am I ever gonna see her face again? Jet cars and taxis like the wax lights on the moon carry young girls past me, but none of them are you. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Without you near me, I've got no place to go. Wait at the bar, maybe you may show. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again? Got to stop these tears that's falling from my eyes. Oh, walk out in the rain so no one sees me cry. Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again?
Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I ever gonna see your face again? Am I?
I'm never gonna see your face again. The Angels from Australia. Oh, it was nice to talk with you, Buzz. Thank you for the interview. And I hope really to see you next year with the band in Marseille. For the listener of Melting Pot, if you want more information, you can go to my website www.meltingpot.com or on the angelsband.net. I want to close the show with a nice person I met in Buzz's hotel room. I hope to see you soon too. Bye, tschüss, au revoir, à la prochaine fois, and keep in touch with Melting Pod.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Annie, how are you?
I'm fine.
Ça va?
Oh, you speak in French.
Yes, un petit peu.
Oui.
Yes, okay. All right, I can say this for you. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Hi there, bonjour, bonsoir, bon matin. Say Chris Bailey, the bass player with the Angels, and you're listening to The Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille.